弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们转眼之间退休会下来已经两个礼拜过去了
It's been 2 weeks since the conclusion of the retreat.
那我不晓得在山上我们跟神之间那样子的同在的经历在我们山下能不能持续甚至能不能深入
I wonder the relationship and the closeness we have with God during the retreat. Can we continue as we depart from that place and perpetually going from day to day?
我想我们一定要知道一件事情就是不管我们自己铸造生命的本性或是外在环境仇敌的破坏
One thing we need to know is that regardless of the corruption of our old life or the circumstances that the enemy would bring about in our lives to bring us harm
他一直要做一件事情就是破坏我们与神之间真实而且宝贵的关系
And the one thing that these things wants to do is to destroy the preciousrelationship that we have with God.
所有他能够用的方法他都要用就是要集中在破坏我们跟神之间那正常的关系。
Whatever way, whatever scheme possible, they will use whatever means to destroy our relationship, the normal relationship that we have with God.
所以整个世界圣经上告诉我们是伏在恶者的手下在撒旦的权下。
Scripture tells us the whole world is under the power of Satan.
以赛亚告诉我们黑暗遮盖大地幽暗遮盖万民
And the book of Isaiah tells us that darkness covers the land and deep darkness his people
外面越来越黑人的心也越来越堕落
Outwardly is getting darker and darker Inwardly our hearts fall lower and lower
我想我们看我们现在所处的时代难道不是这样吗
We look at the circumstances and the generation we live in Isn't it the same? Isn't it true?
难道我们检查我们自己的内心世界不是这样吗
When we evaluate the content of our hearts Our world within Isn't it the same? Isn't it true?
所以这是一场需要我们面对的征战
So it's a battle that we all need to face
让我们唯一的出路让我们定睛在耶稣基督的身上
The only way out is to set our eyes and look off onto Jesus
所以希伯来书里面很重要的主题叫我们Consider Jesus, 要来思想耶稣。
So the one theme in the book of Hebrews is for us to consider Jesus.
希伯来书很重要的主题要叫我们从一切不是基督的里面我们转眼来望基督。
And the key theme of this book is that everything that is not Christ, go and look off onto Christ.
要 look off everything, 然后 turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
然后转眼来望耶稣。
Turn our eyes on Jesus.
那不光是转眼来望他而且要 fix our eyes, 要定睛在耶稣的身上。
It's not only to turn our eyes onto Jesus, but fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们这次退休会是用哥罗西书来看 Christ alone, 来看唯独基督。
During the retreat, we looked at Christ alone through the book of Colossians.
那么在年初的时候我们 就计划好最后的这一个季度是要从希伯来书来看唯独基督。
And at the beginning of the year, already planned that through the book of Hebrews, we want to look at the theme Christ alone.
我知道很多人听到希伯来书大概都已经这个千斤重哈。
And I know many people, when you hear the book Hebrews, you feel very heavy already.
我们教会上一次读希伯来书是大概十几年前了
And it's over a decade ago when we as a church studied the book of Hebrews together.
你看我们隔了十几年以后才再读一次希伯来书真亏欠哈。
And after more than 10 years, we come and study this book again. And we are really falling short.
然后恐怕还有很多人不敢读或是没有读过希伯来书
And perhaps there's still many that's afraid to approach the book or haven't read the book
所以我们这次要读希伯来书的时候有很多人 show 他们的 concern 他们有点担心
So when we posted the desire for us as a church to study the book of Hebrews there are some individuals that are quite concerned
但是请你们记得
But I want everyone to please pay attention Remember
希伯来的作者特别提醒我们
The author of Hebrews particularly reminds us
叫我们要离开基督道理的开端要进到完全的地步
To leave the elementary principlesprinciples and enter into maturity or perfection.
他说看你们学习的功夫本该当师父的。
And from what you have learned, you ought to be teachers already.
他说谁知道还得有人把神圣言小学的开端另外教导你们。
And someone else have to teach you again the elementary principles of God.
成为那只能吃奶这个不能吃干粮的人。
You are babes that can only drink milk and cannot eat solid food.
所以我要特别对那个十几年前跟我们在教会读过希伯来书的弟兄姊妹发出一个挑战
And I particularly want to challenge those brothers and sisters who's been with us 10 some odd years ago that we've studied this book together,
如果你十几年前读希伯来书怎么样子蒙叉叉，现在还是一样蒙叉叉的话，
if 10 some years ago you read this book very, very casually, and right now you still approach it very casually,
现在读还是读不懂，还是觉得很难，那是我们在主面前真亏欠。
And you come to this book and you say, I still don't understand, it's still too complicated for me, then it is our shortcoming before the Lord.
好，我本来是计划12次讲的，结果发现我们有其他的打叉，所以变成只剩下九次了。
And I was going to divide this book into 12 sessions, 12 messages, but now I realize we only have about 9 times to speak on the book.
那我很快的讲一下，因为大家礼拜五正好已经开始查希伯来书了。
And very quickly, I'll give everybody a summary because we started the studying of the book already.
那我建议你们好好把于师母写的希伯来书概论能够好好的读一下，别当帮助我们可以听得懂我们一系列的信息。
And the summary that Sister Nancy has provided for us as a church already, please pay attention, read it already. So that we may follow through or be able to understand the messages better.
考考大家，希伯来是什么意思？
What does the book Hebrew mean?
过河，哈，过河，对。
It means the one who is crossed over, past the river.
亚伯拉罕被从加勒底的乌尔招出来，过大河，进到神的应许之地。
When Abraham is, came out of the land of Ur and crossed the Euphrates and entered into the land of promise.
所以希伯来书是特别写给那一班蒙召的人。
And it's a book that's particularly written to those who has been called out.
被神召出来，
God has summoned them out,
不再拜偶像，
no longer to be idolaters,
不再活在仇敌的辖制底下，
no longer live under the oppression of the enemy,
不再活在属地的境界里面，
no longer live in the realm of this world, earthly world.
所以希伯来书一面是针对希伯来族，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔写的。
On the one hand, the book is written to the descendants of the Hebrews,
那特别也是对我们新约子民写的。
But particularly for us who are the citizens of the New Testament.
因为神的救恩借着耶稣基督把我们救出来，这个出来就是希伯来的意思。
Because God's salvation that has delivered us out through Jesus Christ called us out, this coming out is the word Hebrew, what it means.
神把亚伯拉罕召出来，从偶像之地召出来。
When God called Abraham out of the land of idolatry,
神把摩西召出来，从埃及召出来。
When God called Moses out of the land of Egypt,
神借着基督把我们从黑暗的权势里面召出来，进到光明，进到爱子的国里。
And through Christ, God has called us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his light.
今天圣灵一直在我们身上做一个工作，要把我们从属地的、属肉体的里面召出来，让我们活在属天的、属灵的境界。
Today, the one thing that the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives is calling us out of the earthly, out of the worldly, and into the heavenly.Into the heavenly realm.
所以我在山上曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲，千万不要把我们基督徒的信仰沦落到一般宗教的层次。
Do not, I shared this with everyone during the retreat, that do not allow Christianity or faith to fall into the realms of religion as the rest of the world.
我们今天有几位福音朋友在，正好我们也非常欢迎你哈。
There's some gospel friends here today. We welcome you.
但是我们希望我们基督徒不要给人家一个印象。基督徒跟所有的宗教都一样，只是劝人为善，只是给人寄托。
But we pray that the impression that we give to the world is not Christianity is not just the same as all of the religion that we would give somebody something to believe in or something to rely on.
那不过是基督徒该有的生活和见证，那不是我们信仰的中心。
That's the rightful testimony of our life, but it is not the center of our faith.
我们信仰的中心是人被带回到神的面前。
The center of our faith is that man is brought before the presence of God.
到底神是不是神？
Is God truly God?
当我们称为神的儿女的时候，我们真把神当作神吗？
When we're called the children of God, do we truly treat him as God?
这是今天神儿女们身上一个最大的挑战。
This is the greatest challenge for the children of God today.
我们怎么样子活出神儿女该有的见证？
How do we live out the testimony as children of God today?
你不要以为不上网、不发脾气、不爱世界、不什么都是教条、都是律法。 No!
When you don't fall under the searching on the net orWhatever other doctrines, teachings, and these are just regulations for me.
基督徒最大的见证。
That is not it. The greatest testimony for a Christian.
不光 let God be God, 让神尊神为大。
It's not only to let God be God.
而且我们能够活出神的荣耀来。
But we may live out the glories of God.
因为他已经在他儿子耶稣基督里面把他的生命、把他本性一切的丰富都给了我们。
But in Christ, God has already given us the very nature of God and all of his fullness.
不要再去修改你的生命。
Don't no longer go and try to fix your life.
That's impossible. 那是不可能的事情。
It is impossible for you to fix it.
我们这副德性怎么可能讨神喜欢？
Your, You are who you are. How can you make yourself delight in the presence of God?
你以为借着棍子打一打，借着爸爸妈妈管一管，我们就会好吗？
You think through self-discipline, through beating, or your parents' discipline that you get better and better?
我们需要的是生命本质的改变。
What you need is the transformation of the nature of your life.
我们需要的是真正活在神的面前。
What you need is to live in the presence of God.
所以从前古代有一个国王，他很想把国家复兴起来。
Time of old, there was a king that wants to revive his nation.
他把他百官都招来开会，怎么样子让国家更强？
He brought forth all the officials and he had a discussion with all of them. How do we make our kingdom great?
各个大臣都在那里提他们的建议。
And all the officials, all the counselors came and they gave the king their counsel.
在他听到最后了以后，他有两个听得最好的，但是做不了决定。
And at the very end, he had two counsel that were he considered great, but he couldn't make a decision.
在这里面最好的这两个，一个是教育大臣，他说。教育 是这个国家建造的根基、啊、
One is the counselor concerning education. He said that education is the foundation for a kingdom.、
啊、所以他说一定要提升百姓们受教育。
So we need to raise up the standard by which we are educated for all the people in our kingdom.、
啊、另外一位是他们这个国家宗教的领袖带领告诉国王说我们一定要带领百姓归向神。
The other one is a religious leader. He says we need to turn the people towards God.
只有敬畏神，只有真正在神的里面，我们才可能改变国家。
Only in fearing God and truly honoring God can we change our nation.
后来国王给他们一个月的时间，叫他们回来跟众人 present 他们的 solution， 他们的建议和他们的计划。
So the king gave them both a month time for them to formalize a presentation for the people to see.
哇，这个教育大臣就到全国各地去收集证据。
So this education counselor he went throughout the nation, throughout the land to gather all the evidence and all the stuff that would support this argument.
有一天他在一个街上看见有人在那里挤得满满的人。
And one day he was on a very, very crowded street.
他发现很多人都在那里看一个表演。
He discovered many people were watching this particular act.
他也过去看。
So he went and to watch the show.
哇，他发现那个猫哈，几只猫被训练得好好。
And he discovered that there were these cats that were so well trained.
哦，他们穿着各样的衣服，他们会推的小车，会奉茶。
And they actually they were wearing clothing that they were actually pushing this cart that they were actually serve tea.
哦，他们训练得很好，训练的，然后各式各样的表演。
And they were trained so excellently and they have all sorts of performances.
所以他花了重价把这个东西全部买去了。
So he paid a very handsome price to purchase these cats.
等到那天。那天要跟国王跟众臣 present 的时候
and all the articles and that day was around about to present to the king and to all the other counselors
他就让猫出来表演
so he set forth the cast to present the show
啊，全场叫好你看教育能够把猫变成这个样子
and everybody was so touched and so moved that education can even transform lives of cats
哦，他们可以游行可以有音乐可以奉茶可以做各样表演
they can have parades they play music they serve teas all sorts of performances
绝对比不上 Joseph 了就是
they're no better than Joseph today of course
哦，所以大家都叫好
so everybody's like oh this is so good
那第二天轮到这个神的仆人
and the second day was the servant of God who was ready to present
他说在我讲我的计划之前我请教育大臣再表演一次
and he says before I present what I wanted to say I would like to ask the counselor of education to please perform for us once again
就在教育大臣表演的时候
so while he was performing
就在这个猫把这个茶奉给皇后喝的时候
well, as this cat was ushering the tea into the presence of the queen
这个神的仆人竖着一挥几只老鼠跑出来
and the servants of the Lord he cast out a couple of rodents
这个猫一看把那个茶一撒就去追老鼠去了
the cats saw the rodents they threw away whatever they had and start chasing after the rats
这是叫做江山易改本性难移
and this is what it's saying in Chinese that mountains can move but your nature will never change
very good 弟兄姊妹看到了没有？神今天来不是来修造、来改变我们这个人。
God comes today not to change and to fix our lives.
把儿子耶稣基督给我们。
But to come to give us Jesus Christ, His Son.
所以当希伯来的作者在写希伯来书的时候
，So when the author of Hebrews when he writes this particular book,
他特别写给有长远犹太教背景的基督徒。
He writes to those Christians who are very, very entrenched in the doctrines of Judaism. For a long time, they've been under the teaching, the doctrines of Moses.
他们有各式各样律法的教导，有宗教的仪式，有各式各样敬拜神的方法。
They have many, many teachings, many, many formalities, many ways of worship that's been handed down by the forefathers.
原谅我说，今天很大部分的基督教已经沦落成为同样的情形。
Forgive me for saying this, that the majority of Christianity has fallen to the same particular state.
就在这一班犹太人虽然说信了耶稣，但是他们仍然觉得律法不可以丢。
And this group of Jews, they came to faith in Jesus Christ, but part of them still feels that we can't just cast away the law.
就他们觉得还是要行割礼，还是需要守安息日，需要做这个，需要做那个。
We still need to be circumcised, we still need to hold to the Sabbath, we still need to do all these things that were commanded of us.
但是弟兄姊妹，希伯来的作者要一直要注意他们，要帮助他们一件事情。
But the author of Hebrew wants to help them to see one thing.
就是要出来。
So get out of that.
从属地的制度、宗教的仪式、属地的层次来看这位伟大的救恩。
Out of the regulation of this world, regulation of the religion, come and look at this great Christ.
要从属天的角度、从神的角度来看这伟大的计划。
From a heavenly perspective, from the perspective of God, to look at God's wonderful plan.
让他们看见整个旧约里面。
That in the entire Old Testament as a nutshell.
不管是律法、不管是宗教仪式、不管是任何的敬拜。 全部都要从基督的角度来看。
Whether it be through the laws or the rituals or the ways of worship, you need to look at it through Christ.
就连以色列整个的历史里面都跟基督发生绝对的关系。
Even the entire history of the nation of Israel has something to do with Christ.
这个叫做Christ alone, 唯独基督。
And this is what is to say, Christ alone.
所以我们读圣经的时候，特别跟弟兄姊妹讲，读圣经要透过基督这一把钥匙。
So we admonish everyone, when you read the scripture, you need to read it through the key that is called Christ.
读出神永远的旨意, 读出生命的信息来。
To understand the eternal will of God and the message of life.
不然我们不过是一文就样。
Unless otherwise, you're just reading the very doctrines of the words.
不然我们只是摸到表面, 我们没有摸到它的真实。
You're just touching the surface of things, you're not touching the substance of it.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们不要光只是对福音朋友这么传。
So, brothers and sisters, we pray that we're not just sharing this with the gospel friends.
我们自己要活在属灵的实际里面。
But we ourselves need to live in the reality of the gospel.
所以希伯来说, 我会从几个角度来讲。
So, the book of Hebrews, I'm going to speak of it from a different, from many different perspectives.
前面我讲无比的基督。
And I will talk about the incomparable Christ.
接下来我讲超越的基督。
And I will talk about the surpassing Christ.
接下来我讲属天的基督。
And I'm going to talk about the heavenly Christ.
最后结束在唯独基督。
And I'm going to conclude with Christ alone.
所以今天我们看无比的基督。
And today we're going to talk about and look at the incomparable Christ.
有圣经的请翻到希伯来书第一章。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1.
我们先读前三节。
We'll read the very, very first three verses.
希伯来书 第一章前三节
Chapter 1, verse 1 through 3
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的小谕列祖就在这末世借着他儿子小谕我们又早已立他为承受万有的也曾借着他创造诸世界他是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相常用他全能的命令托住万有 他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。啊，你发现希伯来书的作者很有意思啊。You
find that the writer of Hebrews is very interesting.
他好像在一开始的时候。And
at the very beginning of his writing.
他就直接破题，直接单刀直入的把主角带出来。He
immediately focused on the center and the very character of the what he wants to write about.
好像整个舞台灯光全暗了。As
if the lights to the stage is completely darkened.
啪一下 spotlight 出来了。And
all of a sudden, bam, the spotlight hits the stage.
就照在主角的身上了。And
it's on the main character.
他要让所有人看见整卷书就是在讲耶稣基督。
And he wants to tell everybody the whole book is about this person.
讲神的儿子。
It's about the Son of God.
所以我们今天在信息里面是可能很简单的把这一段分成三段来讲。
And we can very simply divide this into three sections to talk about.
第一个讲到他是神的儿子。
Number one, he is the Son of God.
这里圣经上明说告诉我们他是神的儿子。
The scripture very clearly says that he is the Son of God.
他不是来当教主的。
He did not come to be just a leader of a religion.
他也不是光他他也不他也不仅仅是救主，他是我们的主。
He's not just a savior, but he is our Lord.
第一件事情，他要亲自对我们说话。
He personally wants to come and speak to us.
那我们知道，在四福音里面记载的，他在地上的一言一行，他所有的生活，他的动作，通通都在说话。
And the four gospels recorded all of his the words that he's spoken, the acts that he's performed.Everything about his life, he spoke through them.
连他嘴巴不说话，他都在说话。
Even when he wasn't speaking audibly, he is speaking.
当那个全身污秽的大麻风跑来说，主啊，可怜我吧，请你医治我。
When that filthy leper came to Jesus and said, Lord, please have mercy on me, heal me.
没有人敢靠近大麻风的。
No one dared to even draw close to him.
但是主耶稣却用手摸着他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。
Yet Jesus reached out and says, I'm willing, be cleansed.
不光他嘴巴说，我肯，你洁净了吧。
Jesus didn't only say it with his mouth and said, I'm willing, be cleansed.
连他这个 不会说话的手都告诉他说，我爱你。所以手又耶稣用手摸的。
These words, these hands that did not speak, touch his body and spoke through that touch.
让我们认识神是怎样的神。
That we may understand the manner of God by which whom we worship.
从前是众先知对我们说话。
In time past, the prophets have spoken to us.
现在是神的儿子对我们说话。
But now the Son of God himself is speaking to us.
我想问所有的基督徒。
I'd like to ask all the Christians here.
你上一次神对你说话是什么时候？
When was the last time God spoken to you?
我不是问你在听讲道是什么时候。
I'm not saying when was the last time you heard a message on the pulpit.
我是问你说神真的面对面对你说话是什么时候。
When was the last time you came face to face with God and God spoke to you?
不管是他光照你叫你认罪也好。
Whether he shed his light on your heart and said,
不管是他安慰你擦干你的眼泪也好。
Whether he comforted you and wiped away your tears?
不管是他鼓励你叫你起来爱他好好走他的道路也好。
Or encouraged you to say, rise up and walk the way.
或是在晨更的时候叫你遇见他的同在遇见他的爱也好。
Or in morning devotion, you come face to face with the presence of God and the love of God.
弟兄姊妹上一次是什么时候
Brother sister, when was the last time?
今天地上的爸爸忙得要死、
啊 today the fathers of this world are so busy.
所以以前我跟你们讲过，爱家的男人死在半路上。
And we told the story that the all the men who love their homes all die on the road.
啊，从前有一个小孩。
And there was a little boy.
有一天他爸爸下班的时候。
And when his father came off from work,
他就一直问他爸爸。
He kept asking his dad.
他说：“爸爸，你一个小时赚多少钱？”
He says, "Daddy, how much do you make an hour?"
啊，爸爸听得很不高兴，你管我赚多少钱
？Daddy was very unhappy. He says, "This is not none of your business."
那孩子又问他：“他爸爸，你一个小时赚多少钱
？”Daddy and then the son asked, "Daddy, can you please tell me how much you make an hour?"
他爸爸说：“我赚二十块钱。
”Daddy says, "I make $20 an hour."
小孩就跑进房间，把他的那个铺满拿出来，那存钱的。
So the little boy went and grabbed his piggy bank.
他算个老半天，只有十块钱。
He counted, and there's only but $10.
啊，他就跟他爸爸讲。
And he said to his dad,
他就跑出来跟他爸爸讲，他爸爸，你可不可以借我十块钱？
He said, Daddy, can you lend me $10, please?
他爸爸更不高兴了。
His dad became even more angry.
你刚才问我一个小时多少钱，现在又跑来跟我借十块，我就知道你不存好心。
You asked me how much I made an hour earlier. Now you want to borrow $10? I know there's nothing good.
你告诉我你这十块钱要干什么？
Tell me what are you going to do with this $10?
后来这小孩几乎流着眼泪告诉爸爸。
And then this boy with tears saying to his father.
他说我的钱里面只有十块钱。
So Daddy, I only saved $10.
我给你借十块。
I want to borrow $10 from you.
然后我想买你一个小时，你可以不可以跟我聊聊天
？I want to purchase an hour of your time. Can you please spend some time and talk to me?
我好想跟你讲讲话。
I want to talk to you, Dad.
今天找不到这样子的孩子了哈。
You won't find kids like that nowadays.
就是爸爸，你付我二十块，我跟你谈谈话。
Dad, you can pay me $20 and I'll talk to you.
然后你买个珍珠奶茶，我跟你聊聊天还可以。
Buy me some pearl milk tea and maybe I'll talk to you.
但你看这个孩子这么渴慕跟他爸爸在一起。
But this child so longed to be with his father.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天多少人想要跟世界的王见个面，门都没有。
And so many people want to just see the rulers of this world, yet they don't even have a chance to do so.
但是神愿意亲自对我们说话。
But yet God himself wants to talk to us.
透过他的儿子对我们说话。
Through his son, he wants to talk to us.
不管在两千年前四福音的历史上他曾经对人说话。
Whether through the gospel, what happened transpired 2,000 years ago, through history.
今天在我们里面他一直对我们说话。
And today, he is speaking in us.
神是说话的神。
Our God is the God who speaks.
God's silence 是我们最可怕的刑罚。
And God's silence it is the most severe judgment in our lives.
神沉默了，神不讲话了。
When God becomes silent, He no longer speaks.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们就要悔改。
The children of God needs to repent.
千万不要把它当作不当回事。
Do not treat it like it's a small thing.
其实神儿子对我们说话。
So when the Son of God speaks.
然后底下他说的，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And then it says that He is the express image of His person and the very brightness of His glory.
约翰福音第一章曾经告诉我们，从来没有人见过神。
John chapter 1 tells us that no one has seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子把他给表明出来。
Only the begotten Son in the bosom of the Father has expressed Him.
那希伯来书就讲得更具体，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他是神本体的真相。
And the writer of Hebrews is more expressive. He says that He is the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person.
你想知道那位看不见的神是怎样的神吗？
You want to know this God that whom you cannot see?
你只要看耶稣就知道了。
Come and look at Jesus, you know who He is.
你只要经历基督就知道了。
Experience Jesus, then you'll know who He is.
有了子就有父。
When you have the Son, you have the Father.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他是神本体的真相。
He is the brightness of His glory, the express image of His person.
所以我们生活里面的见证，活出耶稣来，就是让人从各个角度不同的人身上看见主。
So the testimony of our lives, when people look at all of us, they see Christ from different lives.
所以才会有一个贫穷乞丐的小女生在寒冷的冬天，有一个妈妈买的蛋糕，买的衣服给她。
So there was a very impoverished family, a girl during a winter time, her birthday, her mom purchased a cake for her.
不是吗？一个 stranger 的一个 lady.
A stranger bought a cake for her.
一个陌生的妇女看见她站在那个面糕店外面。寒冷的在那里流的口水，他就买了蛋糕给他吃，买了这个衣服给他穿。
She saw this little girl begging outside in the cold winter and staring into the bakery shop. And she had compassion on her and bought her some cake and some bread for her to eat.
小女孩问了一个问题。
And so the little girl asked her a question.
她说 ,Are you God's wife? 你是神的太太吗？
She asked her, Are you God's wife?
一个从来不知道神是什么的，她以为这是神的太太，她来帮助她。
A child who do not know who God is would ask,This may be someone that knew God that came to help me.
弟兄姊妹，这不过是很小很小很小很小的见证。
These are very small testimonies.
基督所要给我们的，神要给我们的太丰富了。
But the things that God wants to give us is so much more abundant.
他要叫我们借着我们所有神的儿女们成为一个活水的管道，把祝福带给这个世界。
Through all the children of God, that we may be a living channel that bring about a blessing to this world.
基督来，让我们认识神是谁。
Christ came that we may know who God is.
基督来让我们认识什么叫做荣耀。
Christ came that we may know what is glory.
基督来让我们认识神的旨意，神伟大的计划到底是什么。
Christ came that we may know the will and the great plans of God.
基督来，他成为我们的生命，成为我们的一切啊。
Christ came to be our life, to be our all.
在这里说到他洗净人的罪。
Here it says that he also cleanses of our sins.
他就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And by himself he purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
他来到地上完成的救赎啊。
He came and accomplished salvation in this world.
今天我们播饼唱他的宝血。
And this morning when we start breaking bread, we sing the precious blood of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，决定不要把他的宝血当作平常。
Precious blood, sister, do not treat it as a common thing.
我相信我们今天如果任何一个人在这里流了一大堆的血，我们心里面都会有感觉。
And I believe anybody who shed a lot of blood here right now today, we all would have some kind of feelings, right?
你要知道在我们的身上永远有耶稣基督的宝血在我们身上。
We need to know that forever the rest of our lives, there is the mark of the blood of Christ on us.
不然我们根本没有资格碰这个饼碰这个杯。
Yeah, we have, if not, then we have not the privilege to even touch this bread or touch this cup.
不然我们也不用坐在这里。
And we don't have the privilege to even sit here.
弟兄姊妹，我们只能简单带过去。他来到地上，他完成救赎。
I can only so simply bring it by. Jesus Christ came to this world.
下个礼拜
perfect salvation.
我们特别讲到他道成肉身伟大的成就。
And next week we're going to talk about what he has accomplished through coming in the flesh.
他借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And by death he has abolished Satan, who is the evil one.
他从死里上来，他掳掠了空中执政掌权的，他回到至高之处，回到神面前。
He rose from the dead and he took captivity captive, and he rose on high to the presence of the Most High.
所以圣经上告诉我们，他今天坐在高天至大者的右边。
So the scripture tells us, you just read that he sits at the right hand of the majesty on high.
不仅仅讲了他完全的得胜被升高。
Not only talks about that he is completely victorious, he's been elevated.
而且讲到他的救恩是 so complete, 这么完整，完整到他可以坐下来，不需要再做任何事了。
But it speaks of the fact that his salvation is so complete now, he can sit down because he doesn't need to do anything more.
这是伟大神的儿子。
This is the great son of God.
他不仅仅是一把钥匙解开了整个的旧约的意义。
He's not only the key that unlocked the meanings of the Old Testament.
他也是一把钥匙解开了整个人类受造的目的和价值。
He's also the key that unlocked the purpose of and the meaning of life and why we're created.
那我们讲到他，我们就应该高兴。
And whenever we speak of him, we ought to rejoice.
那今天基督的得胜就要在我们里面。
And so today, the victories of Christ will be in us.
所以当我们讲希伯来书讲到基督各样的伟大跟丰富的时候
，When we speak of the greatness of Christ and how full Christ is through the book of Hebrews,
我们要感谢神，他都跟我们发生的关系。
We need to thank God that every one of them has to do with us.
他流的血为了洗净我们的罪。
The shedding of his blood is for the remission of our sins.
他的得胜把权柄、把能力、把生命都给了我们。
His victory brought aboutpower and victory and life to us.
他的升天他的得荣带给我们荣耀的盼望。
His ascension and glorification brings us a glorious hope.
因为他是第一个带着人性能够进到荣耀里去来到神的面前。
Because he is the first one who comes in the presence of God with the nature of man.
从来没有一个血气的人能够在神面前站立得住。
No one by the nature of man may stand before the presence of God.
但他今天却坐在高天至大者的右边。
But yet he sits on the right hand of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
所以我们有这个得胜的权柄要知道怎么用。
And we have this victory, this authority of victory, we need to know how to use it.
有一个年长的弟兄告诉我他看过一个人赶鬼。
An elderly brother once told me that he saw a personperform an exorcism.
就有点像《使徒行传》里面讲的，就随便滥用主的这个权柄在那里赶鬼。
And just like in the account in the book of Acts, that they casually use the name of the Lord to try to cast out demons.
我跟你讲，人可能看不出来我们属不属灵。
And people may not be able to distinguish whether we're spiritual or not.
神决定知道。
But God knows.
撒旦也知道。
Satan knows.
所以当这个人在赶鬼的时候
，So when this man was trying to exorcise,
撒旦就羞辱他。
So Satan brought shame to him.
你还赶鬼？
You trying to cast me out?
你圣经都不懂。
You don't even know the scriptures.
你赶我根本没奉耶稣的名，你干什么
？You trying to cast me out? You forgot to use the name of Jesus.
好，那听说宋尚杰不是在的时候
，And Brother Song when he was alive.
啊，这个有人在台上带诗
，And someone was leading worship on the stage.
啊，被鬼附的人就跑出来说：“你还敢站在这边？你犯了淫乱，犯了什么？你还敢站在这里
？”And the someone who was a demon possessed would come out and cry out to him, "You adulterer! How dare you stand on the stage of God?"
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们在仇敌面前常常显得羞辱无能。
Brothers and sisters, every time we stand before the enemy, oftentimes we are ashamed, we are powerless.
我们要在主的宝血底下。
We need to be under the covering of the blood.
然后我们真认识他的全能，他的。权柄
and we need to understand his power and his authority.
我们才可能为主执掌权柄
And only then can we reign and rule for Christ.
所以关键都在于我们是不是真相信我们所信的是谁
And the criticality always rests upon do you truly believe whom you believe in.
唯独基督就是要把我们带回到真实的里面
And Christ alone is to lead us into all truth.
没有一件属灵的事，没有一个属灵的征战，没有一个属灵的计划，任何东西。离开基督能够在神面前站得住的
There's not one spiritual battle, not one spiritual plan, not one spiritual element that can stand without Christ.
同样的在仇敌面前也站不住的
Similarly, it will not stand before the enemy.
我因为在山上已经讲了很多我不多说我们接下来讲他是万有的中心
We're going to continue and talk about he is the center of all things.
在这里讲到万有是借着他造的
And all things was made by him.
我在山上已经讲过希伯来书说万有是借着他造的又是为着他造的
And we already spoke at the retreat that all things were made by him and through him.
请问你包不包括在内
I want to ask you, are you included in the all things?
包不包括在内
Are you in it?
真在内吗
Are you really in it?
那真是为他造的
Are you really made for him?
不光是被他造的是为他被造的
Are you really made by him and made for him?
让我们关键的问题就是我们就真是为着这位造我们的而活吗
So the criticality is are we truly living for the one who has made us?
所以当我们讲基督是主的时候
So when we say Christ is the Lord
你千万不要觉得哎呀于弟兄你讲这个题目怎么居然讲到一年了到九月还在讲基督是主
Don't say oh pastor you've been talking about the same topic for an entire year you're still talking the same thing
谁不知道基督是主啊
Everybody knows Christ is the Lord.
这就是我为什么一直要讲的原因。
This is why I keep talking about the same subject.
谁不知道基督是主啊
Everyone knows he's Lord.
但关键是他是不是主
But the key point is he really Lord?
他真的在我们的生活在我们的决定在我们的思想在我们的人际关系中在我们各式各样的抉择中他真的居首位吗
Does he really have to place in all of our thought life, all of our decision, all of our relationships, everything we do in every aspect of our lives?
神创造万有说有就有
When God created all things, it came to existence by His word.
但是他要感动我们做一件事，或是要求我们不做一件事，不晓得要花多少功夫。
But for Him to move us to do something, or to move us to not to do something, there's so much that He has to do.
感动你拨饼起来祷告，你都说：“哎呀，主啊，已经这么多人祷告了。
”And for the Lord to move you to get up and to praise Him during communion, you would say, "Oh God, so many people are praising you."
下个礼拜又感动你，你说：“哎呀，我要祷告了，刚刚被谁祷告了？”
And next week, the Holy Spirit moves you again. You say, "Oh, I was going to pray, but someone else got ahead of me."
啊，在下个礼拜圣灵又感动你祷告，你说：“哎呀，我跟于师母一样，我声音破了。
” And next week, the Holy Spirit moved you again. You say, "Oh, I was like Sister Nancy, I lost my voice."
有怎么样？我们有很多的理由让我们不顺服神在我们身上的工作。
We have so many excuses for our disobedience to the work of the Lord in our
lives. 你看，整个万有神造的都在听神的。
Everything that God's made, all of creation is under His obedience and His command.
你们有没有想过，有人说这个乌鸦不是帮以利亚叼饼吗
？Have you guys thought about the story where the Lord caused the crow to come and brought bread to Elijah?
好，等一下一连串这些很熟的，你们都知道。有人说是这个乌鸦是以利亚的外卖，这个送货员。
And somebody would say that the crows is the wholesaler for it.
No, to go.
Oh, he's the to go delivery guy.
啊，这个那只鱼是彼得的 ATM 啊，自动提款机，他需要付税
and
鱼就送过来把钱给他。
The fish that Peter caught was the ATM that when Peter had to pay taxes, they would come and bring Peter money.
那海里面的大鱼是约拿的这个专用这个游轮。
And the whale, this big fish in the ocean is
personal 或是
a personal yacht for Jonah.
专门把他送回到这个岸边去的。
For the purpose of delivering him back to land.
你看巴兰的那只驴是他的 bodyguard.
And the
保护他。
The donkey for Balaam is his bodyguard, protected him.
哦，挪亚送出去的鸽子是他的 FBI， 啊，出去看看怎么样，回来告诉他。
The dove that Noah sent out from the ark is the FBI after his gather information, come out and tell him what's going on.
这个约拿在城外那棵树，神差的一只小虫是神的 Terminator.
And Jonah, when he was outside the city, sitting by the tree, that little worm is the Terminator of God.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神很容易调度万事的。
You discover God can make all things work.
连大自然都在他管理底下。
The entire creation is under His control.
当约书亚跟南方五个王联合联军打仗的时候
，And when Joshua was fighting the kings of Canaan, the five kings in southern Canaan.
你看双方杀来杀去。
And the two sides, the enemy were killing one another.
然后杀到下坡路的时候
，And when they came all the way to the lowlands,
神从天上降下冰雹击打五王啊。
And hailstorm came down and struck those five kingdoms.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，当 sniper 都要瞄准很久才打到，那已经很了不起了。
And you know the snipers, they got to aim for a long time and they can hit their enemy. That's a very, very special art.
没有一个狙击手，没有一个 sniper 是可以拿武器杠的人。
No snipers will use a machine gun.
神从天上降下乒乓，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，只有坏人死，神的百姓没死。
But yet God sends down the hailstorm and it only hits the enemy and none of God's people were hit.
你就发现所有的万有，不管活的，不管死的，不管大自然，都在他的管理底下。
And you discover everything in creation, whether living or dead, they are all under God's command and control.
就是我们这般人。
Yet we.
神说你发脾气合理吗？约拿还说我发脾气到死都合理。
And God says, is it reasonable, Jonah, for you to be angry? Jonah says, it is reasonable for me even to the point of death.
但是我告诉你，他是主就是主，他永远是主。
But I tell you, if he is the Lord, he is the Lord, he is forever the Lord.
今天我们不承认他是主，有一天我们都要面对永远的审判的。
We do not acknowledge that he is the Lord. One day we will all come to face with him in judgment.
今天我们不让他做主。在你今天的生活里面，你就已经开始吃苦头了。
And today, if you do not allow Him to be Lord, you will already suffer in this life.
因为太多的事情上，你可以用自己的力量去维持，但是你不是得到神的上好。
But many things you can sustain with your own strength, but you're not getting hold of God's very best.
是这里告诉我们，他是万有的中心，不光讲到万有的主，他是万有的主。
And the scripture that we just read says that He's the center of all things. Not only is He the Lord of all creation.
万有是为着他造的，是被他造的，是为他造的。
Everything was made by Him, through Him, and for Him.
这里说他用他全能的命令托住万有。
And by the word of His power, He upholds all things.
我想这边有一本诗歌本哈。
And there's a handbook in my hand right now.
我想任何一个人都可以举起来。
I think anybody can lift up this handbook.
我们在这里可能是 Sam 最年轻。
Sam's Samuel, you're probably the youngest in the room, right?
Can you lift up a hymn book?
Can you lift up this handbook?
一定可以，对不对？
Yes.
可以举三个小时的人，请举手。
Anybody can keep it left lifted for 3 hours.
而且绝对不能动，不能发抖的。
You can't shake. Keep it up for 3 hours.
因为 我放一个 sensor, motion detector, 你只要抖的话，那个炸弹就炸掉了。
I'll put a motion detector on the handbook, and if you start shaking, it'll just explode.
能够举三个小时的，请举手。
Anybody who can hold it for 3 hours, raise your hands, please.
我不炸你，试试看。
No dynamite.3 hours. Anyone?
你能 拖一个诗歌都拖不住。
Even a handbook you can't uphold.
你整个万有怎么拖？
And how do you uphold the whole thing?
我上次跟你们讲过，地球自转的速度每个小时1040 miles, 零四十 miles, 1040 miles per hour.
1040 miles per hour is the rotation of the Earth in its own axis.
那地球绕的太阳每个小时66,000 miles.
And 66,000 miles per hour is the rate of the Earth's rotation around the sun.
他用他的命令就拖住了。
And by his word, his command, he sustained all these things.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们人真的在这位伟大的神面前太渺小了。
Brothers and sisters, we are so puny in the sight of God.
你不要说我们外在肉身的能力有限。
Not to say the discovery that we're so limited in our outward power and strength.
你说我们的健康持得住吗？
So our health, can we?
我们一个关系能够持守得住吗？
Our relationships, can we sustain it?
我上次讲过，连夫妻两个爱的爱的爱的要死的走进礼堂了，连这样子的爱都持守不了多久的。
And I say couples, they love each other to death, and they come into the altar and they get married, but they can't sustain that love.
所以上次那个我们的姊妹才会讲，这些男人结婚之前什么事都跟女朋友讨论。
And sister once complained that all these boyfriends, they would...consult their girlfriends about everything.
婚后只把结论告诉她。
And after they get married, they only tell her about the results.
从前是讨论，婚后是结论。
And time passed, they would be evaluating things together. Now they just give her a summary, a conclusion.
婚前都很幽默，婚后都很沉默。
And before the marriage is always humorous, afterwards is complete silence.
这个婚前是没话找话说，婚后是有话也不说。
And before they get married, when they have no words to say, they'll find words to talk about. And after they're married, they have nothing to say to each other.
那婚前的话题都是还能天长地久，婚后都是还能撑多久。
And before they get married, the words can go on and on forever. Afterwards, is how long do I have to endure this?
你就发现你要维持一个很好的关系都很难的。
And you discover for you to sustain a very healthy and wonderful relationship, that is challenging.
你要维持健康。
To sustain your own health.
你要能够在这里维持保持你的情绪，保守你的思想，管住你的脾气，你都承受不住，你都管理不了。
Keep your emotion, your mind, your temper, and a lot. You feel that a lot of time it's not within your control.
你不要说他用全能的命令，用他的话就能够把万有 everything in place.
Not to say the word of his command holds all things.
然后他把每一件事情都拖得好好的。
And everything is perfect.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们主的伟大。
And this is how great our Lord is.
第三个是在这里说到，神早就立他。承受万有。
And thirdly, the Lord has set him as the heir to be all things.
你看今年年初还是几月份，这个全世界破纪录的最高的 lottery 大概是$6 billion，是吧？
The highest lottery that is won this year.
全美国各地都发疯了，请假排队，为了要希望能够承受一点点这个钱财。
600 million.
$600 million.
So everybody was motivated to win that money.
不过想承受地上一些钱，你看人都发疯一样。
We just want to get some wealth in this world. Everybody went crazy.
你看美国最近一年多来就为了美国的大选吵来吵去，先是共和党内部，先是民主党内部，现在两边派出代表了，又要再来抢谁要来当总统。
So, this past year, we see in the politics the race for presidency, there's the arguments within the parties. Now the parties are facing one another, arguing with each other.
花了那么多钱，不过是当个美国总统。
All the money spent just to be the president of the United States.
你知道有一次，白宫这个当然是笑话。总统跟一些内阁大臣在开会的时候
，This is a joke. The president had a meeting with all of his council members.
那天有一个部长带着他小 baby 一起来。
So one day, one of the members brought his little baby, infant baby, to the meeting.
大家在聊天的时候。
And when everybody was talking,
国防部长说这个人将来是个将才。
And
当将军的。For general.
Someone made the comment that this child is going to be a general someday.
他因为你看他踢脚的样子，就知道将来是个将军。
Look at the way he kicks. He's going to be a general someday.
啊，另外一个人说，你看他握拳头的样子，就知道将来是一个演说家、政治家。
And somebody said that the way he holds his fist, he's going to be an excellent politician one day.
每一个人都在讲。
And everybody's forecasting what this child would.
后来美国总统讲。
And then the president spoke.
他这个人将来一定是当总统。
And the president says that day, one day, this child is going to be.The president.
大家都很惊讶，想说你怎么知道他当总统？
And everybody is surprised. How do you know he's going to be the president?
他说：“你看他尿湿的裤子还能够笑。”
Now look, he wet his diaper. He can still laugh.
那个处变不惊、危机处理的能力很大。
And the ability to handle all these difficult circumstances is very, very good for this job.
你去看美国每一个总统啊。
And look at every single president.
不管谁。
Doesn't matter who it is.
你把他当上台前跟下台后照片一摆。
Put the picture before his presidency and after he served his terms, and put them next to each other.
有两个东西多得不得了，一个是白头发，一个是皱纹。
Two things that you'll see that has increased tremendously. One is gray hair, the other one is the wrinkles on his face.
这是美国总统。
And this is to be the president of the United States.
你想看他都还看不到的。
You want to go see him, you don't have a chance.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是我们的主，基督是承受万有者。
But yet our Lord, who is the heir of all things,
整个万有有一天要终结在他。
All things is going to conclude in him.
整个万有要在他手里面被更新过来。
All things is going to be made new in his hands.
我们很快的看第三个，他是无比的基督。
And lastly, he's the incomparable Christ.
Incomparable, 没得比的。
There's no one that can compare with him.
没得比。那我不多讲，我们把经文念过去的时候，我就念到哪里讲哪个点。你至少从这一段的圣经里面，你发现他从七个角度讲到基督的无比。
And for this portion of the scripture, you begin to discover the incomparable aspects of Christ from seven different points.
我们一起来读第四节。
Verse four.
他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。说到他的名是最尊贵的名。
He has a name that is a surpassing name.
第五个，所有。的天使神从来对哪一个说你是我的儿子我今日生你又对哪一个说我要做他的父他要做我的子说到他是跟神最近的一位
Verse 5 You are my son today I have begotten you and again I will be to him a father and he shall be to me a son speaks the fact that he's the closest one to the father
他跟父神的关系最亲最近
and he's the most dear to the father
再来我们读第六节说到神的使者都要拜他讲到他的地位最超越最尊贵
All the angels of God will worship him talks about his surpassing stat or position and stature
因为对以色列人来说天使实在 是大的不得了的事情
Because for the Israelites angels are a huge matter
所有的使者都要拜他说到他的至高他的无上
when all the angels is to bow and worship him talks about his surpassing authority
接下来在这里讲到第九节的后半他说神就是你的神要用喜乐油膏你胜过膏你的同伴讲到他成为神的最爱
Verse 9 a second half Therefore God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness speaks of him that he is the most beloved of the Lord
那么第十节主啊你起初立了地的根基天也是你手所造的天地都要灭没你却要长存天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了你要将天地卷起来像一件外衣天地就都改变了唯有你永不改变你的年数没有穷尽我不晓得大家读这段经文的时候会不会都已经想敬拜他了
Verse 10 through verse 12 and as you read these verses I don't know if you want to fall and prostrate and worship him
你整个天地像一件衣服在他的眼前而已把它卷起来换一个整个天地都换了
The works of his hands is like a cloakthat he could just fold up, like, I want to change a new one, he could change a new one.
所以在这里讲到他的能力他的权柄是最大的。
Speaks of his power and his authority that is surpassing.
那第六个也在这里讲到他的年数是无穷的他永远不改变。
It also speaks of that he's the ageless one, that he's never changed.
第七个在十三节你坐在我的右边等我使你的仇敌做你的脚胜做你的脚凳。
Verse 13, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
讲到他的得胜是最全面的最彻底的。
Talks about his victory is most complete.
你看我们的得胜都很有限，而且不持久。
And our victories are very limited and they do not endure.
也常常不彻底。
A lot of times it's not very thorough.
他的得胜是全面的，是彻底的，是 once for all. 他可以坐下来了。
But his victory is complete and it's once for all. He can actually sit down.
所以你从这七个角度，你看见这个无比的基督，太大了。
These seven perspectives, you can see the incomparable Christ. How great he is.
每一个点都大，我讲不完。
And every point, I could just go on, but we don't have the time.
我大概在1999年还是2000年在中国。一个地方讲道的时候
In 1999 or about 2000 I was in China somewhere speaking
那次讲完道有 QA 的时间
And afterwards there were some Q&A sessions
有一个年轻学生问我他说于老师
A young student asked me teacher you
他说我相信你讲道很多人会夸过你好那你怎么处理你的骄傲跟得意
And I know a lot of people has praised you about your speaking and I don't know how do you deal with the pride within you
我就跟他举了一个简单的比喻
So I gave him a very simple analogy.
我说有一次有一只大象跟一只跳蚤，两个都要过一条木桥。
And I say one day there was an elephant and a flea. They both wanted to cross a bridge.
那个跳蚤就跟大象说：“哎，你既然我们都要过桥，我搭个便车好不好
？”And so the flea says to the elephant, "Well, since we're both going to cross a bridge, can I just hitch a ride with you?"
大象说：“好吧，上来吧。
”And so the elephant said, "Oh, come on up."
他就蹦蹦蹦跳到他头顶上，两个人过桥。
So、hopped around and hopped on the elephant, so they both went over the bridge.
那个大象过那个木桥的时候，咣咣咣咣咣咣啊！
And when the elephant was crossing this wooden bridge, and he was shaking the bridge.
哇，那个跳蚤就在底上跟大象讲。
And the flea was saying to the elephant.
他说：“你看我们两个多伟大
！Look how great the two of us are.
把这个桥弄得震天假响的。
We can shake the very foundation, this bridge.
我说这个人真正是基督的伟大，他不敢在神面前骄傲的。
I said, if a person who truly understand how great Christ is, they dare not boast before Christ.
跳蚤跟大象。再怎么样还是可以比的大象可能比它重个两三万倍、啊
the elephant and the flea you can still make the comparison right? it's so much heavier so much greater than the flea
但是至少是还可以算得出来的、啊、
and you could calculate by number the difference of the two right?
算它十万倍好了全世界最大的大象比它重十万倍、
let's say it's a million times greater than the weight of the flea the
什么叫做 incomparable 无比的基督
and what is the word incomparable when you talk about Christ?
就是一跟无限
It's just to compare one with infinity.
那是没得比的，根本不要比。
You can't even begin to compare, so don't even try.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真认识基督的时候，我们不光知道他伟大，我们要在他面前降服，愿意顺服他。
So not only do we, when we acknowledge how great he is, we need to submit ourselves into obedience.
所以我们结束的时候来读第一个警告，我们把它读完。
So as we conclude, I want to read this very first warning of the book.
第二章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 through 4.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。神又按着自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐。同他们做见证在这里讲到忽略这么大的救恩不能陶醉
It says that when we neglect so great of a salvation how can we escape
为什么不能陶醉
Why is it that we can no longer escape
第一个因为这个救恩太大了
Because the salvation is too great
你不能够再去忽略它的
You cannot neglect it anymore
太大的救恩不可以小看它
The salvation is so great you cannot despise it
第二件事情
Secondly
因为这个救恩充满了见证
Because the salvation is full of testimony
主亲自讲
God himself said
门徒们、使徒们亲自的见证
spoken by the Lord himself and the apostles themselves testify
连天上的神和圣灵都在做见证
and God and the Holy Spirit both bear witness
用百般的神迹奇事各样的异能各样的奇事在这里向我们做见证
with various miracles, gifts and signs and wonders
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters
如果连干犯天使都被受到刑罚了
and even the transgression against the commands of the angels we would be disciplined
更不要说圣父圣子圣灵都在对我们说
and not to say that the Father the Son and the Holy Spirit the triune God is speaking to us
不要再说那些亲自见过耶稣的人都在对我们说
and those who personally have met Jesus are speaking to us
所以希望我们不要随流失去、啊、
and I want to ask everybody be careful not to drift away
一个江河
and there's a river
第一个说到它一直在流
talks about is continuously flowing.
它有一股力量带着你走。
And there's a power that moves you.
有一个力量带着你走。
There's a power that will move you.
今天这个世界就是一个潮流，带着力量把我们带着走。
And this world is a current that could move you.
向前看，所有人都向前看。
If everybody looks forward, everybody's looking forward.
网络出来叫人犯罪，所有人就犯罪。
And the internet is display among all the all sins.
江河带着力量。
And so as this river flows with a power,
第二个,
secondly,
它是持续的,
and it continuously to flow,
它从来不间断,
it never stops,
它一直在那里,
it continues to flow, it's always there.
第三个,
thirdly,
它永远是向下走,
it's always going downhill,
它永远是向下走,
right? It's always going down, right?
所以如果我们不 against the tide 的话,
so if you don't rise up and go against the tide,
你就一定被它带着走,
you will be taken away by the current.
第四个, 它一定有至终的结局。
Fourthly, there is always an end.
你在全世界找不到一条江河是绕世界一周的。
You will never find a river that will loop itself around the entire earth.
它一定有它的结局。
It will have an end.
弟兄姊妹，整个世代的潮流就是面对神永远的审判。
Friends, sister, the current of this world is flowing towards the judgment of God.
前两天收到弟兄寄来几个图画，我给你们看其中的一个。
And a couple of days ago, I got some pictures from a brother that sent, that was the, sent these pictures to me.
不够，你们看得不够清楚啊，后面是大悬崖大瀑布。
And then the, behind this big, big fall is a cliff.
这里也是河流到这边，然后有两三个人在两个橡皮艇上。
And at the forefront of the picture is at the edge of this fall, you see three people sitting in a raft.
啊，在下去之前他们停下来了。
And right before they went over, they were able to stop.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做 drifting away, 随波逐流，就是把你带下去的。
So pay attention to the words that it says, don't drift away, that's what's happening.
我们就希望这个可怕的灾难跟审判没有临到之前，我们都悔改来归向神。
And because before this end actually falls, or the judgment actually comes, that we may all turn and repent and go the other way.
所以这个世代是需要起来 fight 的。
And so this generation, we need to rise up and fight.
如果你觉得你过生活不需要用力，你过基督徒生活不需要用力，你已经出问题了。
If you feel that as a Christian living in this world, that you no longer need to exercise your strength, spiritual strength, something is wrong.
这里讲到不要干犯悖逆。
And here it says that do not be disobedient.
有一个很敬畏神的仆人，他的母亲对他讲。
And there was a servant of the Lord who feared God. His mother said to him,
答应神一切的要求，支取神一切的应许。
And answer to all of God's calls, and you will be able to receive all the strength from the Lord and the promises from the Lord.
他把这句话写在他的书上，答应神一切的要求，支取神一切的应许。
And he wrote the very words in his book. He says, as soon as I obey all of God's requests,I will be able to receive all of God's supply.
这两句话成为他向着神一生的态度。
And this became his entire attitude for the rest of his life.
所以你看到戴德森牧师写信给他的太太写家书的时候，我刚才讲的不是戴德森，现在是说戴德森。Hudson Taylor 写信给他的 wife 的时候。
An example I gave wasn't from Hudson Taylor, but Hudson Taylor when he wrote a story to his wife.
他说我现在手边剩下25 cents.跟神一切的应许。
And he says, I have 25 cents in my pocket and all the promises of God.
他们的信心永远在主的身上。
Their faith is forever anchored on the Lord.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌，哈，诗篇十六篇，不是，诗歌十六首。
Hymn 16.
我对着这位伟大的救主，我们永远来把所有的荣耀来归给他。
And to this wonderful Savior, we forever give him praise.
我希望我们真的在主的面前我们敬拜他。
And really, we worship him before his presence.
我们不光知道他是主。
And not only do we know that he is Lord.
而是让我们在生活的每一个环节里面我们来活出他是主来。
But in every corner and every aspect of our lives, we live out the fact that he is Lord. Would you please rise?
我们连续唱两遍我们就祷告。
We'll sing a couple of times and we'll pray together.
耶真贵荣耀贵主耶荣耀贵主耶荣耀贵主Thank you.
同声用你自己的话
Together,
用你自己对主的认识向他发出赞美来
with our voices with your understanding of God lift up your prayers unto him
Hallelujah 我们同声来赞美他
Together we lift up our voices
这位无比的基督成了我们最亲爱的救主 Hallelujah Hallelujah 主耶稣我们赞美 Hallelujah Hallelujah
Jesus,
in our hearts praise you.
That in heaven you enjoy glory with the Father. But you remember us who are dying in our transgressions. You forsook all the glory in heaven.
你降卑成为人
You humbled yourself and became a man.
你甚至取了奴仆的形象
And even took on the form of a bondservant.
你甚至为我们死在十字架上
And then to the point of death on the cross.
你就是为了要拯救我们这无望的人
To save us who are hopeless.
你为的是要恢复我们重建我们这般无望的人
And to restore and to save us who are hopeless.
你更是要把我们带回到神造人那荣耀的计划和旨意中
And you want to bring us back to the glorious purpose and the will of God.
主我们敬拜你
Lord, we worship you.
不让仇敌再来欺骗，再来蒙蔽我们。
Do not allow the enemies to lie to us and blindfold us anymore.
让我们看见我们所信的乃是神的儿子。
That we may know the Son of God whom we believe in.
我们所信的乃是那无比荣耀的基督。
That we may know that we believe the incomparable Christ.
你配得我们的敬拜。
That you are worthy of our worship.
你配得我们的爱戴。
You are worthy of our love and adoration.
你配得我们这一生让你来居首位。
That you are worthy of the lordship in our lives.
主啊，不让我们忽略这么大的救恩。
And Lord, that we will not neglect so great of a salvation.
我们不仅仅让我们听到了。
We pray that not only have we heard it today.
不仅仅让我们知道了。
Not only we know it today.
主耶稣啊，让我们实在活出来，让你在凡事上居首位。
But Lord, let us live it out that you may have the first place.
我们真成为过河的一般人。
That we may be those who have crossed over.
不仅仅脱离偶像在我们身上的势力。
Not only have we took off the power of the idols in our lives
脱离世界给我们的捆绑
that we put off the bondage of the world in our lives
脱离黑暗的权势
that we put off the power of darkness in our lives
主你也让我们脱离一切属地成就的境界
that we may put off everything that is earthly
把我们带到属天的境界里面
and bring us into the heavenly realms
让这一切都有属天的意义
that everything in our lives have a heavenly purpose
我们的生活和侍奉都跟基督发生关系
every day of our lives andEvery aspect of our services has something to do with heaven.
我们赞美你
Lord, we praise you.
一切颂赞、荣耀、尊贵都归给你
All glory, power, praise, and honor be unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐
Please be seated.